Mr. Rebbe. It's hard to talk about in the honor of Pnimius when you don't see. We don't see each other only every couple of months. I'll try for a few minutes to share with you a machshava, a feeling, a thought. So it's not a shiur. It's a little bit mishtapkes and nefesh. It's Erev Tu B'Shvat. I don't know what Tu B'Shvat has meant for you growing up. When I was growing up, we had an assembly on Tu B'Shvat, and they gave us a little brown, each one of us got a brown paper bag with disgusting things in it. Fortunately, there was one peanut, which is the only thing that was not for me. It had nothing to do with the Shevamina. We just had, but everybody just wanted the peanut. My parents would eat the other stuff, you know, the boxer, the ta'inim, the tamarim. And we sang Tu B'Shvat Higia Chagei Lanos. Somebody at an organ did that for around 5 minutes. And we threw stuff at each other, the other stuff in the bag, throwing at each other, and that was pretty much it. And that was Tu B'Shvat. And we didn't say Tachanun, which is always cause for celebration. There was no Tachanun. These Yomim Tovim, Tu B'Shvat, Tu B'Av, Lag B'Omer. These Yom Tovim, that during long years of Golus, were very much, very much connected only to small groups in Eretz Yisrael. As we get closer to Mashiach, the light of these Yom Tovim that are very, very, very big, when Mashiach comes, they're going to be very, very big. But as we get closer to those days, some of that light we're already beginning to feel. So, there's a lot on the Inyan, but I just want to share with you Mashiach. Machshav and a tefillah, we're going to end with a little tefillah. That's all. Blei Shabbos was the shiur. And the experience of the shiur was such that Chazal tell us that when we said the words, Zek Keli Va'anveyu, when we said those words, this is my God, Zeh Keli V'Anveyu, may the three Pshat Mechazal, what V'Anveyu means, but when we said those words, Zeh Keli V'Anveyu, it says, Hayu Maron Oysa Be'etzba, we can't be master what that means, Hayu Maron Oysa Be'etzba, that every single Jew, Chazal say what, even Shivcha L'Yom, Rosh Shivcha L'Yom, Mashal Roi Yecheskel, one gives us Mashal Roi HaNevi'im, gives Mashal Yecheskel, specifically why Yecheskel, that's not for now. Ma'aseh Merkava. Every single Jew, every little Jew, every big Jew, every man, woman, and child, Chazal say, was able to murder be'etzba, to point it to say, not that there's anything physical, but to say, Zeh Keli V'Anveyu. I guess it's a figurative way of saying, it doesn't mean that everybody had to hold their finger out, but it meant that everybody said, that's what it is. Everybody got it. We still don't get it. We're trying to get it. But Peshas Kriyas Yom Suf, everybody got it. Rosa Shivchal Hayah, a little maidservant. Mashaloro Hanavi, Mashaloro Yecheska Ben Buzi, by the Maisei Merkav. Shivchal Hayah. That was last Shabbos. That was the Shira. And this Shabbos, and this week that we're in right now, Ata Hares Ladas, this week is Kabbalah Satara. Ata Hares Ladas, Rashi brings down from Chazal. Kshenosan Kadosh Baruch Hu Satara, that when Hashem Shbaruch gave us the Torah, Pasach Lanushiva Rikim, he opened up all 7 levels of the firmament of the sky, whatever that means. Also, he took away all the coverings. All of the coverings Hashem took away. And we were able to see Shehu Yachid. We were able to see His oneness. We got it. Every single one of you, and myself have had times in life where there was a momentary sense of, I got it. I understand. Not like by Kriyas Yamsuf, and not by like Maamar HaSinai. But perhaps it was a moment that you were sitting in the Bismedra someplace, in Eretz Yisrael, and you were looking around, and you had a feeling, you had a sense of this is it. This is it. And for you, that was a moment of Zekeli Vanveil. For you, that was a moment of Ata Hares Ladas. Again, it wasn't the Nevi'ez. It wasn't the Shira. But there was a moment of absolute clarity. That this is it. One of the great mysteries I have talking to a lot of the Chevra over the years is with Chosin and Kala, with a guy and a girl. Look, a lot of mistakes are made in that sugya. A lot of mistakes. But when this Yaita Dishmaya, oftentimes it doesn't happen when you're dating, but hopefully at some point you're married. You had certain svekas before. There were certain doubts, uncertainties, and you were worried. Unless you're an imbecile. You had concerns, you had worries. How's it going to be? Two people, different worlds, different lives. And then, the siyata deshmaya and hard work. Also, you could be sitting there, and at some point, something clicks inside. And says, this is right, this is it. You know? This is it, it's good. It's good. Doesn't mean I can have any arguments. But it's good. We're together. One of the saddest things of life is that those moments of clarity are very hard to sustain. Nachon? They're very, very hard to sustain. All the Balei Musar, Chaim Shmulevitz, the Alta from the Vardik, they're all picked up on the Shivcha Ala, the Shivcha Laiha. You know, the Balei Musar, they zero right in on when there's any point of weakness, when there's something that's not 100%, those tzaddikim, they were able to detect it and they were able to teach us our weaknesses and how to work on our weaknesses. So everybody knows Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. I heard Reb Chaim Shmulevitz talk about this. I was happy to hear. But it's written up in Sichas Musaros that Reb Chaim Shmulevitz spoke about, no, what was the next day? By this Shivcha al Hayam. Rosa Shivcha al Hayam, Mashal Roh HaNevi'im. What kind of a person was that maidservant after Shvishal Pesach, you know? Isruchag. What was she like? So Reb Chaim used to say this over and he would crash and he'd say that after Kriyas Yamsuf, she became just a regular Shivcha again. Mopping, windows, ironing, you know. No big hasagas. She became a shivcha. She was a shivcha. There was a non-shivcha experience, an unbelievable opening, an unbelievable clarity, and then she became a shivcha again. I met a Jew. This goes back around 40 years ago. I met a Jew who was present at the time. There was a famous mice that happened that Rabbi Chanav asked me to say over every year on Purim. That there was a dibbuk. A ma'aser from a dibbuk. I don't know what a dibbuk is. But there was such an inyan that there was a koach of a lost soul that attached itself to a person. It was a ma'aser that happened to Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim appointed Rabbi Chanan to take care of the dibbuk. And there was an exorcism that took place in Radom. Chofetz Chaim didn't want to be Isaac with it. We have an exact, not a recording, an electric recording, but we have from the tzaddikim who were there. And recall, I met a Jew who was there. Everybody had to run out from the room because the dibbuk started because their bacham was standing in the room. And the dibbuk inside this girl started to tell each person his affairs and all different things. They all ran out of the room. Rabbi Yochum, I don't know where he was, when that happened, I don't know exactly, but I heard from this Jew that I think it was Rabbi Yochum, and maybe it wasn't, why was Rabbi Yochum there that time, but he said that Rabbi Yochum, this could be wrong, could be it was the Mashgiach there, it was a different person, I don't know who it was, but Rabbi Yochum gave a shmuz, and he said, Chavre, today, we saw a lot of the Yud Gimli Karim. We saw that it's true that this chava onus, this reward and punishment, right? Because of what happened to Dibbuk. And they saw that. And he said, I didn't see that Marv was any different then. It was the same Marv. It's one of the saddest things in life. You could have the most amazing, amazing thing happen to you. You could have an unbelievable clarity. You could see something with your own eyes. Rosa Shivcha Layam, and then you're the same Shivcha. And what happened after Kriyas Yamsev? You just have to go a little bit weiter Chumash. Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu amayin. We began to wonder, is God here? Is he with us? He's not with us. What do you mean he's not? Whatever happened to Zekeli van Veyu? We're not talking about a 50-year lapse. Zekeli van Veyu. The next day, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu amayin. Where's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So then you have Kriyas Yamsev. Then you have Yitzchak Yosef, you have Mamre HaSinai. So Mamre HaSinai is Gevald. After Haris Ladaz, Hashem opens up the heavens. Everything is clear. Okay. So Chet Egel. Aluva Kala. Chazal says such a strong lesson. How embarrassing it is. How degrading it is that the Kala was mezana by the Chuppah. By the Chuppah, the Kala was mezana. It's hard for us to be masik. It means that we saw in the clearest way, Chazal say, Hashem opened up the seven skies, and we saw in the clearest way, Shehu Yochid, Ein Oid Mavad. We saw in the clearest way, Ein Oid. Aluva Kala, Oya Kala, that's Mazana by the Chuppah. And then afterwards, Vahi Yom Kemisayin, and then we had tainus and problems the whole time. Complaints of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So one of the saddest things could be the top five or the top three saddest things in life is that there are moments that are great, there are moments that are clear, there are moments that are holy, but that experience or that awareness of Kedusha, we're not able to hold on to it. It's Cholefes Ve'overes. It just passes. And then somehow you're the same small person. You feel like you're the same small person. So a person begins to wonder, what's the tachlis? So let's talk about the guy who comes home from yeshiva. So he was in yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, and he had this great epiphany, and Hashem opened up the seven skies for him and split the sea, and he says, this is it, this is the story of my life. I want to be a Yid, I really want to be a big Jew. I want to be an Eved Hashem. I want to learn Kol Torah Kula. I want to be Yirei Shemayim, Shemir Seinayim, Shemir Saloshim, and so on. I want to be a real Jew. And you meant it. But somehow that awareness, that acute awareness, was cholef v'oyver. It didn't stay. And you come, something happens either in Israel or when you come back to Chutz La'aretz, you discover that you're not as anti-American as you thought. And it's very easy to become comfortable again and to slip right back into old habits. So you begin to wonder, what's the tachlis? What's the tachlis of Kriyas Yamsev? Of your personal Kriyas Yamsev, what's the tachlis of your Maimon HaSinai? Benkach or Benkach, it comes and it goes. I'm sure I'm not the only person who's ever experienced this. And it hurts. So the Kadmonim talk about this. The Rambam used the Moshul. The truth is that the Moshul is from earlier non-Jewish sources as well. It's a very simple mashal. The Kadmonim is a mashal of a person who's walking in the forest. I'm sure you all heard this. In the darkest, darkest night. It's mamish, pitch black. And all of a sudden, it's thundering and lightning, and all of a sudden there's a flash of lightning, right? And that second, just for a second, everything lights up. It's hard to experience that in New York because of... If you're in the country, if you're in the mountains, sometimes you have such a thing. And everything lights up. Just for a second. And then it's gone. But the Kadmonim use this as a muscle to explain the tachlis of those moments in life. The moments of illumination. That for that moment, you're able to look around and you're able to see where you are. You might even be able to see a certain kivun that you need to take in order to be able to get out of the forest. A certain kivun. A certain mahalach. Even though the moment ends and it's again dark. But the fact that you had that moment, the Svarim say, that you experienced that brief moment of illumination, of clarity, is extremely significant. It's something that you could refer back to in your life. It's something that reminds you that there's something much bigger than the silliness of the darkness that you normally live in. It's something much bigger. Even if you saw it just for a second. You tasted it. You had a little bit of a taste of it. You saw it for a second. The Svarim HaKadosh bring a pasuk in Tehillim. It's a hard pasuk. The pasuk in Tehillim in Peites says, Atam Moishel Begeyus Hayam. Hashem, you rule over the grandeur, the greatness of the ocean, of the sea. Beso Galov Atas Eshabchem. Beso is spelled Beis Sin. Vav Aleph, Beso Galov Atas Eshabchem. The simple pshat is, when the waves rise, Beso, Beis Sin, Vav Aleph, So, is a lotion of Linasei, Lhisnasei, Hisnasis. When the waves rise, Atas Eshabchem. Now the problem is, what does this mean, Atas Eshabchem? So if you look in the Mepharshim, the Mesudas, and the Medak, that the word seshavchem over there means to calm down. So the simple pshat in the pasuk is like this. Atam, Oishul Begeyos Hayom. Hashem, the ocean is very, very powerful. It's huge waves. But you, Hashem, you rule over the powerful waves. Atam, Oishul Begeyos Hayom. Beso Galav, when the waves are rising and are threatening to go on the shore, to flood the town, whatever. Atam, seshavchem means you control them, you calm them down. In other words, the simple pshat, according to the Mesudas, the Radak, and Malbim, and so on, the simple pshat is that the ocean gets caught up with itself. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, take it easy, not going anywhere. You're going to stop exactly where I tell you to stop. Sometimes Hashem says, okay, you can go a little bit further, and that's called a tsunami. But otherwise, hopefully, Hashem calms the waves down. Atam Moishel Begeos Hayom, Soigal of Atas Hashavach. But that's not how the Zohar Kaddish learns. The Zohar Kaddish says an amazing thing. The normal translation of the word Tishabchem, if you wouldn't have heard this pasuk, and someone says the word Shavach, then you would say the word Tishabchem means what? To praise. Shavach Yikar Gdula. Shavach is to praise. So the Zohar Kaddish says, that's the pshat. That the Shabchem is lashon of praising. And that means the following. This is what the Zohar says. There are times in life, the Zohar says, where a person experiences his nasis. Just as the ocean has a huge wave. But that wave is doomed to crash. It's doomed to crash. And the Zohar says, and mostly in life, we also crash. So what's the tachlis? Atas Hashabchem, Hashem's Baruch praises the person. for the effort that he makes. He praises the waves of the ocean that even though you've crashed a million times, since my gracious, and the wave gets up and goes again. It rises again. Not just Shevel Yipol Tzadi V'Kar. Billion, trillion, countless. And Hashem says, ach, the biggest Shevach, the ocean, ach, the Moshe B'Geosim, the so galav, this is Nasus, and it crashes, ach, this is Shabchim, Hashem is Baruch, praises the ocean. That means, what the Zohar is telling us, is that when there is a time of Yisramimus, even though you crash, when you're on top, when the wave is up there, it's chashev. It's chashev enough that even after the crash, you want to get back. You try to make your way back there. You don't live a regular life after that. You're not a normal, regular person after that because you're hellishing to get somehow to get back to that, to get that hisnasos back, that place, that feeling back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that that experience, even though you feel like you lost it all afterwards, it was mashbiach you. It made you better. You might not be so, you might not feel it because you just feel bad that you lost it. I had a conversation with a fellow not long ago in a hospital room. He almost died of an overdose and he was crying. Not that he almost died. He was crying that he said that for a year and a half I was totally clean. It was the best year and a half of my life. He was going out with a girl. He was hopefully to get engaged. He was out of the haze of those years of addiction. He was learning, davening, coming to shul. His life is straightened out. Worked things out with his folks. Something happened. Whatever, it's not important. And he crashed. He binged crazy. He almost died. And he's sitting there on the intravenous and he was crying about this. He says, I can't believe this. The whole year and a half, rehab, it was worth nothing. And I start to yell at him right there in the hospital room. I said, that's absolutely not true. The so galav of Atas Shabchem, this is Beferish Azoy. You were up, you were there, and you could do it again. And because of that, you saw that life can be different. And you're going to want to have a different life. It gave you a sense of something different, of something better. This is, do I have an extra 3-4 minutes? There's the Zohar Kodesh, another Zohar Kodesh. I'm not telling you where in the Zohar Kodesh, I don't want you to think that you can sit and learn Zohar Kodesh right now. So I'm not giving you Mayim HaKayim, so I don't know why you ever asked to give Mayim HaKayim. There's another Zohar Kodesh. You remember the story of Melachim Beis, Perek Dal, the Isha Shonamis? Elisha took care of her, right? She took care of Elisha, and Elisha wanted to take care of her, to help her out. She was Machan Zorchim, the Navi. So, she was Shavas, so the best, she got a bracha. That the year from now, Ad Chavek is Ben. You'll be embracing, you'll be holding a child, you'll be hugging a baby. She said, Al Tchazei Bamasach, don't disappoint me. She said, she was good. She said to the Navi, don't play games with me. She had a child. The child, as you know, died. She came to Elisha. And Elisha brought down such a miracle, Hashem gave him a kayach to Bimchai Meis. The different days in Chazal, who the child was. Do you know who the child was? Chavakul Kanavi. It's a day that was Yonah. I'm going to go into it right now. Chavakul Kanavi. And the Zohar says his name was Chavakul because there are two chibukim. The first was by his mother, and the second was by Elisha Hanavi. So he has the name Chavakul, two chibukim, two hugs. That's the story of life. First there's something very, very great that happens and you have that clarity and it dies. And if you just walk away from it and you don't try to climb back, so then it's taka worthless. But if that memory of what you once had compels you to get it back, then as the koch of Chabakuk. Shnei chetuchi bukim. The first one is called the mother's hug, the second one is called the navi's hug. But that's how it is in life. For a person who gets up, for a person who remembers what that Kriyas Yamsuf was. So the shivcha might have been a shivcha the next day. And when you looked at it, you would say, the whole Indian Kriyas Yamsuf died. Uses the shivcha. Here you are, cleaning dishes. Uses the shivcha. It's not true. It's not deception. She's a Kriyas Yamsuf de Kishivcha, you understand? She's a shivcha that's so Kriyas Yamsuf. Kleinigkeit. So was Tu B'Shvat. It's a funny thing. Tu B'Shvat, especially Chutz La'aretz. It's a cell. The last 2 weeks have been very, very nice. I was there 3 weeks ago. It was mamash freezing. I didn't see any shkedi aparacha when I was there. It's for sure not. The second I left, and it got to be 70 degrees. When I was there, it was 36, 37 degrees. Snow on Shabbos, and snow. I was sitting on the porch. I wasn't sitting, I was actually went outside the porch where we were eating. I just went outside to get some. It was freezing, but I went to the porch. I wanted to go outside a little bit. My brother-in-law has a place, Chavia, by the border of Shari Chesed. And I go outside, and Bibi Netanyahu, this has nothing to do with that Torah. Bibi Netanyahu was walking by with his wife, Shabbos. And I'm calling out to him, good Shabbos, Shabbat Shalom. He tells him, Shabbat Shalom. He has security guys around him. He's taking a walk on Shabbos. Shabbat Shalom, good Shabbos. You're not going to see Obama walking around over here now. You know, Mustafa belongs over here. You're not going to see him. You're not going to see him taking a Shabbos walk. So Tu B'Shvat, it's a funny time. It's freezing cold, Dad. Chutzlar, it's Tu B'Shvat, it's freezing cold. And you have, all of a sudden, like we can have Mitzvah in the shul tonight, we're having a whole get together in one of the guys' homes. We're going to sing, we're going to eat Peiris and Eretz Yisrael, we're going to say some tefillahs and sing the Guni Eretz Yisrael and be Eretz Yisraelic. And then they're like, who are you kidding? The second you walk outside the house, you slip on a piece of ice. If you're lucky, it'll crack your head. What kind of Eretz Yisrael? Tu B'Shvat is an amazing day. Tu B'Shvat is that it's the winter, it's cold. And the tree has gone through a rough winter. And the tree could easily say, I've had it, you know. I'm done. I can't do this anymore. But the tree remembers the last spring, you know. And the tree says, I'm going to try again. It's an amazing thing. The tree says, I'm going to give another shot. And the tree believes that the time will come when she'll be here forever. We ask Hashem that it's so. He said in the Shiva, Tivi Emu, Zita Emu, Bahanach, Alas, Chamor, Chum, Shiv, Chalvish. Tivi Emu, don't just bring us to Eretz Yisrael. Zita Emu, plant us in Yerushalayim. Shouldn't pass, shouldn't go away. We should be able to have it forever. But when you have a taste of Tu B'Shvat in the middle of the winter, you want it back. You want to get back to the Peiris, you want to get back to Eretz Yisrael. You remember. In front of you have a tefillah. My wife showed this to me last night. Some English book that she had that has some things about Tu B'Shvat in it. This tefillah, this tiny little tefillah, moved me a lot. There was a tzaddik who lived in Tel Aviv. His name is Rabbi Yankel Husiatina. Any of you, have you ever heard of Husiatin? No? You heard of the Rishna? Some of you heard of the Rishna. I got scared. So you heard of the Rishna. Because the Rishna had an ainikel to Husiatina. Is a big, big, big tzaddik, a big Oyvid Hashem, a tremendous Oyvid Yisrael, the Husiatina. Lived in Tel Aviv. After Muhammad. So this is from him. I'm just going to read it very quickly. It's a tefillah. B'yom Tu B'Shvat, anachnet shechim l'lmod l'eschazek u'l'kavus l'toiv. On the day of Tu B'Shvat, we have to learn how to mechazik ourselves and to have hope for good. Ki ha'adam eitz ha'sadek, says in Chumash, ha'adam eitz ha'sadek. Ha'ilan soybel charafim rav, the tree goes through tremendous degradation, terrible embarrassment and humiliation what the tree goes through in the winter. Umis yabesh, it dries out. V'nidma ki'ilu higi el kitzah. and the tree thinks that it's reached its end. V'afal pichein hu nishra b'chayim, the tree remains alive. V'afal pichein u'misagseg, and it revitalizes v'no Saint Peros and gives fruit. Am Yisrael adai nishra chay v'chayim, and this tzaddik went through a lot of suffering. He said the Jewish people are alive. Achrei charafim rabim v'koshim, he said this after the Muhammad. After terrible degradation and embarrassment and humiliation and suffering, koshim, umachzikim b'tikvaseinu b'Hashem, and we still hold on to our belief in Hashem, our hope in Hashem. Anachnu bodchim b'rachmav, we trust in His rachmanis. Shalei yazvenu v'lo yitcheinu, that He will never abandon us. K'mo shanachnu nasanu peris muhulolim b'avar, the same way the Jewish people once gave forth beautiful fruit. Kein nitein peris b'asit, so too, even though right now, it might be slow. We're gonna bear beautiful fruit in the future. Kol Yehudi Chayiv Lomer, every Jew has to say, Ani Ke'etz Asad, I'm like a tree. Yecholani Lizbal Acharif, I have the strength to survive the winter. Kani Metzapel Tkufas Aviv, because I'm longing and waiting for the time of the spring. Ksha Hashem Yichadish Oisi V'Chayeni, that Hashem will renew me and restore me. Ani Boteach B'Hashem, I trust in Hashem. Kaisi Yeshua is Esa, Ki Yeshua is Hashem Ke'ef Ayin, the Yeshua of Hashem is like the blink of an eye. There's always hope for a person of peace. Gam kielu begets almoves liyuraki ati modi nesati la es kremes as in pasuk. Hashem will plant once again the vineyards misham from there. Ves emek achor and the valley of filth, of dirt, of pollution, the pesach tikva will be transformed into the opening of hope. That's why they named that early yeshuv petach tikva, the pesach from this pasuk, the pesach tikva, an opening of hope. Yehiratzim Shakadosh Baruch Hu Yichadish Eilonis for Osam. Lashana Tova, Hashem should be Hashem's will that He should be Machadish the trees and us. Lashana Tova, the Tochel Hashana Achadasha, Ubechasen. And all the brachas of the new year should begin. So I want to wish everybody a good Kibbutz Shtu. So Simcha Nachasim. Shkoyim.